بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I'm connected to? And I will fix you. These statements need to come to an end. Wallahi, this is an ailment in our community. You are flesh and bones. You are flesh and blood, bones and nerves. You are nobody and nothing. And we need to understand this. Wallahi, I talk so passionately about this topic because how many times in our lives have we heard people saying, "Do you know who I am? You are nothing." Understand that. Let us begin to understand who we are in reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from nothing. When you say these statements of kufr, and when I say kufr, I don't mean disbelief, but I mean ingratitude. Then in reality, you are actually similarizing yourself to shaitan, the accursed. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. When your Rabb said to the malaika, prostrate to Adam. Who was there at the time? It was Satan. He was there. Iblis. Alayhi la'natullah. May Allah's curse be upon him. He had seen the angels. He had heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he do? What did he do? He says, he stands up defiantly in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to prostrate to Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the power to destroy him completely, immediately, to end him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. What is it that stopped you from prostrating when I commanded you? I created you, you heard me, you've seen the angels, you've dealt with them, you know of the unseen. You don't need to believe in it because you know of it. Meaning, you have yaqeen, you have knowledge of this. So as a result, you have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you defiantly stood in front of me to refuse. Why? Why? Why did you refuse? So, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire. And you created him from the dust. What did he do? He was looking at who he was materially. So I am made from fire, I'm better than him. I have more wealth, I am better than him. I have more power, I am better than him. Nobody is better than anyone except for the one who has more consciousness of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this includes me. I'm talking about this because it is a problem in our society. It is a problem in our community. How many a times have we heard people who are connected, who think that they have the power, they have the authority, that, hey, you know, I am connected, watch out, don't talk to me like that, I will fix you. Who are you to fix that human being? Yet if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, He will end you in a split moment. He will end you in a split moment. Wallahi, we need to understand that we are only flesh and blood. We are only bones and nerves. And we are nothing. Our origin is from the droplet of sperm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. That if you had to tell a person, hold that in your hand and lift it up, someone would say, no, 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 no. I need to wash it off. It is dirty. That is our origin. Yet we want to claim that we are powerful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Does the human being not see that we created him from a droplet of sperm? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُّبِينٌ. So So there he is, standing up a clear adversary in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He now disbelieves in Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the peak of gratitude. Do you not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you from nothing into existence? Umayyah, or Ubay ibn Khalaf, who was the brother of Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with some bones in his hand. And he crumbles them and throws them up into the air. And he defiantly and arrogantly says, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us from nothing? Will he resurrect us from these bones? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, na'am yumituka. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause you to die. Thumma yahshuruka ila nari jahannam. Then he will raise you to the hellfire. That human being who feels he is all so powerful, all so mighty, all that the entire connection between him and that might, him and that authority, is the breathing that comes out from his mouth. The day that stops, that is the day everything ends for him. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتُ ثَلَاثَةٌ. When I say everything ends, I mean that connection to the dunya, that material world that he felt he was so much in control of. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. There are three things that follow a human being. A dead person, أَهْلُهُ, his family, وَمَالُهُ, and his wealth, وَعَمَلُهُ, and his good deeds and his bad deeds. فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ. So two of them will return, وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدْ, and one will remain. يَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ, his good and bad deeds will remain. That human being came to the grave, his wealth was there, his family was there. All of this connection that he had to the dunya followed him to the grave. But what remained with him inside of his grave? Those swear words that he uttered to the people that he looked down upon. Those good deeds, perhaps, in the case of a good person, that he did in order to prepare for that day. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is our reality. This is who we are. This is the power that we hold. This is the authority that we hold. When we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us know that He is the possessor of all might, all authority, all power. And when we get that wealth, when we get that authority, attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, You are the one who gave me, so I will worship You. Ya Allah, You are the one who raised me, so I will humble myself before You. And then we will come to realize and understand our true worth. Islam, in its entirety, has come to get rid of this ideology, has come to get rid of this mentality of, who am I? Who do you know who I am? Do you know who I am connected to? And I will fix you. Get rid of these words. Wallahi, get rid of these words. You know, there was a man at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was beating his slave. He was beating his slave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him and told him, Lallahu aqdaru alayka min qudratika ala hadha al-ghulam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more able over you than your ability and capability over the slave. You want to beat a person financially, economically. You want to send the authorities to their business. You want to fix them up. You want to do something in order to destroy them. You want to get them deported to back to the country that they came from, just because you have a little beef with them in the masjid. Then who are you, do you think, that you are not going to escape from the grasp and the power of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Remember that you have Islam between you before you have anything else. Remember that these are your brothers in Islam. And wallahi, I am talking about the problems that we have today, lest someone come and tell me, you know, maybe you are hinting at me. Yes, I am hinting at you. Yes, I am hinting at every single person who has that bad attitude. The one who thinks that he holds power, the one who thinks he holds authority. Wallahi, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take you away in this masjid before you leave it, you would have died with all of that authority and all of that power gone. So understand, let us understand our worth. Let us understand our reality. We are made of flesh and blood, bones and nerves, nothing else. The only thing that will live on is our life within us. So why do we treat the poor badly? And why do we treat the rich very well? Why? Because we have forgotten our maker, with our connection with our maker, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If your salah, 5 times a day in the masjid, really helped you, your attitude would have changed. Your attitude would have become better. Why? Because inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Indeed, salah prevents from evil, immorality, and that which is bad and evil. So your attitude would have changed. You would have humbled yourself before Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is he? He is the best of creation. Yet look at the attitude that he had with his companions. Look at the attitude that he had with those who were his enemies in reality. He treated them well. He treated them with respect. And he treated them good. Even though he was the best of creation, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu walks into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sees the simple mat that he is lying on, to the extent that even the straw mat had caused marks to come onto the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he begins to cry. It worries him that this is the messenger. And he tells him, he says, look at Kisra and Qaisar. Look at what they are sitting on. And look at your condition, O Rasulullah. This was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what he says to him? He responds by saying, أَلَا تَرْضَى أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَهُمْ وَالْآخِرَةُ لَنَا. Don't you, doesn't it please you, O Umar, that this dunya is for them and the akhirah is for us? I don't need to sleep on a bedding of luxury. This does not mean that a person who sleeps on that bedding of luxury is an arrogant person. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that none of the conditions that he suffered through bothered him in any way. Hunger. He comes out, and which one of us can say we came out of our homes in the mid-afternoon and we were hungry and we didn't have anything to eat, nothing to eat whatsoever? This is the best of creation. This is the humility that he had. These are the problems that he suffered through. Yet he was humble. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. And one hadith mentions, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him on the day of Qiyamah. The true mu'min and the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more authority Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, the more wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, the more humble he becomes. Why? Because he realizes and understands that had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would not have this today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our wealth a means of our humility. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that humbleness and to grant us the ability to worship Him in the manner that He has asked of us to worship Him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.